Welcome to Behind the Numbers. Your host, Tyson Baker, here with you at Bench Clear Media. Don't forget to follow me at numbers_behind on Twitter. And a quick shout out to my sponsor, Queen City Breaks Facebook group. Again, mention Behind the Numbers, get $10 off your break. As you can see, I'm much more festive in the background now since our last show. So it's just excited to getting on with the holidays. The kids are getting into the decorating. Son's outside playing hockey after dinner now. It's just starting to get time of the year. It's been pretty fun to see the kids kind of start to appreciate that time more. But definitely just excited to finally kind of be, I'd say, 100% back. I'm not coughing. I'm really almost back to my normal self, so that's good. Just got finished up with Seattle and Washington, so we'll talk about that here in a second. But we'll go through the week 13 review. Have some good tidbits for you today. We'll go through all the rookie stuff. Have a very interesting discussion around the pop reports, but I took all pop reports from 2012 Prism to now, or 2020 Prism, their current overall pop. We're going to talk about that. Can I talk about how concerned should we be with the junk slab, junk wax era? What is the printing looking like in terms of pop reports? How can we adjust our collecting? Different things like that. I just want to give you guys some good perspective. Obviously, tailored to football cards. I am recording on Saturday. I'm unsure of the published date, but I am recording on Saturday, the baseball version of this. And going over the rookie report for baseball, kind of end of season. So if you're interested in that, maybe check that out on Bench Clear Media when that's published. We'll just go through the injuries right now just so we kind of keep on the same page of who's injured. Fields missed the Thanksgiving game against the Lions. CD was out also on Thanksgiving with a concussion. CMC's on IR again, so CMC's out for the year. It's just really disappointing. It's probably over 20 games he's missed in the last two seasons. That's really tough from an investment or, you know, holding his card standpoint. He's really hurting that window of his prime where he could have made a lot of damage statistically, stats-wise, to get up in the Hall of Fame conversation. So right now, you know, it's just disappointing. It's all you can say. It's disappointing he's out for the year. Panthers are reeling. Cam went back to his old self. This last week was pretty terrible. Dalvin Cook also out for the year. Again, I kind of didn't like. I kind of said this, and I'm not saying I'm rooting for injury, but I did say that I was worried about him like sustaining health and having a long term career. Hurt his shoulder pretty bad. He's had a kind of issue with his shoulders in the past, so that's not good. He's out for the year as well. So both those are two big running backs. You know, top five running backs fantasy. Also top five. Both of them are top five in our rookie values for running back. So. And then also the other guys in the top five was Kamara, and he's still out. He hasn't been back yet, and Saints are also reeling. They've lost three in a row now, I think, since they lost Winston. So overall, it's just getting tough for the running backs right now. The running backs are having a tough go with injuries for sure, and we'll kind of talk about that a little bit more later. I was kind of with a week review. Bears won a lackluster game on Thanksgiving, got a last-second field goal to edge the Lions. Lions have lost a few games that way this year, which is unfortunate for them. Fields didn't play. Dalton looked pretty good, but I want to mention just watch out for Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney, it's his second year, very good deep threat guy. He's been getting a lot of targets. He's been really good. So definitely look for Mooney's kind of a sneaky receiver buy. I think, you know, if they get clicking and get a new regime in there, he could be kind of the go-to guy. A-Rob's kind of fading quite a bit. He's had some injury issues and kind of more possession guy. Mooney's been the kind of guy to stretch the field. So definitely watch out for him down the line. Vegas upsets Dallas on three PI calls by Anthony Brown. Same corner got three PI calls. Last one was questionable. The first two were just bad plays by him. But Dallas had a tough time getting moving the ball up and down. Vegas did a great job. They kind of stalled Dallas a bit. And then with CD Lamb and Cooper out, it was tough for Dallas to have the type of target share they expected. They kind of leaned on Gallup and Schultz quite a bit. But good win for the Raiders. Raiders kind of still in the thick of things playoff-wise with seven teams make the playoffs. So that was a big win for them. And then right now, McCarthy just got diagnosed with COVID, so he's out for coaching their Thursday night game, I believe, against the Saints. So we'll be recording again on Thursday night after that game to see how they fare, see if they get back on track. But right now, the NFC East is pretty weak. Washington just got a win tonight, but every team has losing records except Dallas. They still have a little bit of distance there, but hopefully Dallas can get it straightened out. The third game of the night on Thanksgiving was Buffalo. Buffalo 31-6 just kind of rolled the Saints pretty easily. Saints are very, really handicapped right now without, a quarterback. They're having a tough time. Simeon's not really much they can rely on. Buffalo just kind of was taking care of them at will defensively, and then the offense just set up in good position to get touchdowns, and they did. So Josh Allen and Buffalo got back on track again, coming into their big game next week on Monday against the Patriots. Bengals smacked Pittsburgh 41-10. It was 41-3 at one point. Just rolled them bad in Cincinnati, so Mixon led the way, 165, two touchdowns. It was 31-3 at half. It was just ugly. The Bengals had him the whole time. Really, like twice they beat them, so the Bengals kind of have control of them, doing really well in the division. Again, that division's really interesting right now. It's kind of Bengals and Ravens right now, kind of the top. Colts just fall short against Tampa Bay. Fournette's had four touchdowns that game. He had a late TD to kind of take the lead, 38-31. Impressive win overall for the Colts. Or sorry, impressive showing for the Colts, even falling short. Taylor still had a TD and almost 100 yards, which is pretty good. I think it's that run defense. Kind of was hoping for him to get 100 yards, a touchdown, and a win. It would be really big for his MVP status, but just didn't quite get it. Miami dominates Carolina. Cam was dreadful, 5 for 21 or something like that, like 70 yards, three picks, just atrocious. It was just real bad. Miami took advantage of it and got another win. They're kind of creeping up into the playoff picture again. Two and company played pretty well. Really good game for him and Jalen Waddle, so we'll get to Waddle's stats here in a bit. And then Patriots dominate Tennessee at home behind Mac Jones' impressive performance. New England's peaking at the right time. Their offense is really efficient. Their defense is playing well. New England's scary. New England's really scary with their scheme, and we know what Belichick can draw up. So definitely a team to be worried about down the stretch here. Tennessee's beaten up. You know, A.J. Brown's out. Derrick Henry's out. And Julio Jones is out. So all three of their top offensive weapons are out, and Tannehill's struggling because of it. He doesn't have much to do, and his numbers are showing. Hurts struggles against the Giants. Giants beat the Eagles 13-7. Real ugly game. A lot of turnovers. Just not much viewing pleasure there. But we'll get to Hurts' cold performance at the end of the show here. But overall, it was really ugly. Atlanta beats Jacksonville 20-14. Lawrence still not making strides. Again, like I said on my last show, it's like I've watched all his throws from the previous week. They're good throws. He's making, like, he's got the arm talent. You can see it. But he's not making steps. They're not like small steps. I don't know if it's offenses restricting him or if he's restricting himself. I'm not sure, but I don't like that we're not seeing any great like progression. Like we're seeing with Fields kind of was getting better, you know, had a kind of week of two or three games there where he was improving. Haven't really seen that from Lawrence for the last 3 or 4 weeks, which is getting pretty concerning. Jets beat the Texans in Wilson's return. So pretty also an ugly game there, kind of two bottom teams, but Wilson had a rushing TD to help them get the win over the Texans. Denver dominates the Chargers. And a very confusing AFC West, I said. I just don't understand that division. The Broncos can beat Dallas handily on one game, and they get blown out by Philly the next game. And same thing for KC. I just can't figure out the AFC West at all. The Chargers looked great previous week, and they look weak this week. So I'm not sure how good those teams are right now. The Rams continue to skid as Green Bay beats them 36-28. Rodgers' defense is really good. Rodgers played great. Defense played great. Really made it tough on Stafford. Rams have been struggling. They just continue to fall. They're falling farther and farther behind the Cardinals right now in that division. It's kind of in the Niners are winning, so it's getting closer for the middle of the pack there. Minnesota falls to the Niners. As I said, Elijah Mitchell, big day for the rookie. He had over 100 yards and a touchdown. And then, like I mentioned, Cook's out for the year. And the last two games, the night games, Baltimore edges the Browns. Big division game, despite Lamar's four picks. The Ravens still managed to get that game, which they needed. If they would have lost, it would have been a very muddied up top there with the Browns and Ravens and Bengals, but the Ravens are clearly in first in the division right now. And then tonight, the Washington football team took down Seattle. They dominated the whole game. At one point, Washington had double the plays that Seattle had. Seattle had a lot of three and outs. Seattle's offense looked pathetic. And they got a nice drive at the end to have a chance to tie it. Wilson kind of did his fourth quarter magic, but they weren't able to get the 2-point conversion, and Washington held on to win. And again, puts Washington in the wild card seat. So Washington is slowly coming up. Ron Rivera does a great job with teams like that. They kind of continually get better every week. So as a Washington fan, you have to kind of like what you're seeing. Like Taylor Heinicke, he's playing really well. And Gibson actually is starting to look really well. He looked really good tonight. So Washington is a team to watch as well, as they tend to get a little bit better and better. In terms of rookie stats, just for our getting ready for Mosaic coming here in a couple weeks, we got to kind of what guys are we going to target. You got Trevor Lawrence. He's 23-42, 228, 1 TD, 1 INT, 5 carries for 39 yards. Again, 5.4 yards per completion. It's just not great. And you're going to see why right here with Mac Jones's line. Mac Jones, 23 for 32, 310, 2 touchdowns, 9.7 yards per completion. Much more, like a lot of better numbers there on his yards per completion. So again, that dink and dunk, 5.4 for Lawrence is what it's concerning me. I don't like that. I really want to see them open up for him a bit more. And right now they're not. Zach Wilson, you know, he didn't play great, but 14 for 24, 145, 1 pick, 4. He was sacked 4 times, but he did have a rushing touchdown. Our other two big quarterbacks didn't play, Fields and Lance. Chase probably had his lighter game of the year, mostly because I think the Steelers really tried to lock him down because he killed him last time. But then also they were so far ahead, they didn't really have to keep stretching the ball. They kept giving him to Mixon. So he had 3 for 39 on 3 targets. Devonta, 2 for 22, also a pretty quiet game when Hurts struggled. And then Jalen Waddle was the big receiver of the week for the rookies, 9 for 137 and a touchdown. Pitts, 2 for 26 on 6 targets, not very efficient. Najee Harris probably had his worst game of the year, 8 for 23, 3 catches for 14 yards. Javonte Williams, again, just very consistent, 14 carries for 54, 3 catches for 57 yards, and 1 touchdown rushing. He's just a beast. I think he's a good buy low guy when you start seeing some Mosaic and Prism come out. I just know the running backs won't be chased, especially guys sharing time with Melvin Gordon, but Melvin Gordon won't be around long. He'll have the full share soon. So I like Javonte Williams quite a bit. Amari St. Brown, 4 for 23. Let's see, Bateman, 4 for 31. Micah Parsons, another sack. He's 5 sacks from the rookie record. He's got 5 games left. So he's within reach of the rookie record. That could be pretty big for his rookie cards. Ramondre Stevenson, 9 for 46. Elijah Moore, 4 for 46 on 8 targets. Pat Freemuth, just put him on there in the list. Pittsburgh's tight end. He's been really good. 4 for 40 to touchdown. He had their only touchdown of the game for Pitt. And then lastly, Elijah Mitchell, what I think it was 125 and a touchdown this week for San Fran, getting his kind of full workload back. So on our hot and cold players, I try to keep these relevant guys in the hobby. So we're going to start off with the cold players. Jalen Hurts, still, maybe I don't want to be a dead horse, but like I said, I've been worried about his passing, especially since week one. There's a kind of a sell for me all year. Time's starting to run out. Games like this is going to make it very hard for the Eagles to stick with him. But just on legs alone, but he was 14 for 31, 129, 3 picks, 8 carries for 77 yards. So he had the 77 yards on the ground, which is great, but it's kind of showing to be his only thing that he's offering currently offensively on a consistent basis is rushing. Nick Chubb had a rough game. He's 8 for 16, 2 catches for 23 yards. So, you know, the Browns goes as he goes, and he didn't go, so they didn't do very well offensively. Again, Lamar Jackson got the win, but he was 20 for 32, 165, 1 touchdown, 4 picks. But did chip in his 68 yards rushing. Kind of put that on there to show kind of Jalen Hurts. You know, he had almost the same type of game that Jalen Hurts had. But Lamar was able to come away with the win. Tannehill, 11 for 21, 93 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. And his, you know, like I say, a lot of his weapons are gone. It's been very difficult for Tannehill to get going. So, and Patriots defense is playing really well right now. Hot players of the week, Leonard Fournette, 100 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, 7 receptions for 31 yards, and a touchdown. Four total touchdowns. He just kind of killed fantasy people this week. Helped me in one league, killed me another, but oh well. That's how it goes in fantasy. Some guys pop up here and there. T. Higgins, 8 for 114 and 1 touchdown. Nice to see him kind of get one of his bigger games like last year. It's kind of the best game he's had this year to get going. Mac Jones, again, I'm just going to mention again, 23 of 32 for 310 and 2 touchdowns. He's just playing great. He's definitely the jewel of the class right now for 721. That just can't be denied. I was late to the party on him, and we'll kind of talk about that in a little bit. And I want to mention Waddle one more time, 9 for 137, 1 touchdown. He's one of the better receivers of the week, period. So I want to give you guys a pop report scope. So what I did was I went and I took I just went to PSA, pop report, and I searched every year of Prism, and I just looked at how many cards have been submitted in each year of Prism for football since 2012. And the reason I did that is because I just wanted to kind of see the trend. I know it's going to increase as the years get older, but I just want to see by how much and like kind of where that big jump is. Where's that first like, whoa. And I'm just going to go through these with you and just kind of have a little conversation about it and what I think we can do to help ourselves, the hobby, keep good value with our cards. So 2012, there's a total of 5,412 cards in the pop report. This is all checklists. It's not just rookies. This is just the entire checklist. Okay. 2013, 3,900. 2014, almost 7,200. 2015, 4,100. 2016, 12,100. So there's your first big jump. So we had about 5,000, 4,000, just over 7, 4,000, and 12,000. So 2016 is kind of our hits. That's Dak's year. That's Wentz's year. Zeke. All those guys. So there's a pretty strong class there as well. So you got to take that into account when we're talking about pop reports on these. So just kind of keep that in mind. And then 2017, so now it's Mahomes, 25,000. So then we double right there. So we go from a 4,000. I know 2015 is pretty weak, but we go from 4,000 in 2015 to 25,000 in 2017. Okay. And then as you see here, we go 2018, 34,000, almost 35,000. And then here's the biggest jump, 2018 to 2019. 64,387, 2019, and then 2020, 46,407. So right now, 2020 is the ones that are, if there's still, a million plus cards in the backlog for PSA, they're mostly going to be 2020 Prism football wise. I'd say, you know, most of the population. So that number is going to come up to at least close to 2019 numbers, I would imagine. So what do we take from this? What does this mean? You know, first off, it means this is why Kyler Murray's cards have not been able to grow like we'd like. And we saw his pop report on the rookie report. It was one of the higher ones. It wasn't the highest, but still you can see the population for those Prisms in 2019 is the highest. I think Drew Lock was the most graded rookie card at one point early in 2020 season. So very interesting to think about that. I think that to me, this is the screams like guys like, even though Russell Wilson's not playing well right now, you know, him in 2012 Prism, that's a big buy for me. Like he's very affordable. I think it's only gonna go down as the Seahawks keep losing. And I do think he's gonna be somewhere else next year. So again, to me, like taking advantage of those older guys that have a chance, that are proven, that have a chance to, you know, continue their career in different ways. Definitely be looking at 2012 Prism for Russell Wilson. You know, I still think 2016, like looking at this number of 12,000, I think it's still pretty protected. So Dak's year, Zeke, you know, Goff's in there. But Wentz, if you think Wentz is still going to have a chance to keep kind of surging his career here as he's played really well the last few weeks, I think that's 2016 is pretty safe. 2017 is pretty safe. 2017 has a lot of those running backs. You know, CMC who's hurt, Kamara, if you think those guys are going to come back. But their pop reports are going to be relatively, it's lower, you know, looking at that only being 25,000. When you get up to the 65,000s, for 19 and 20, it starts to be difficult because you're going to have supply. But overall, I think it's just really interesting. You know, obviously, you can't deny the conversation around junk wax, you know, junk slab stuff kind of coming just a bit for the newer years, the more modern we get. But in the end of the day, these matter. These matter for us in terms of our collecting. So how can we change our approach? What can we do? I'm taking, I'll just give you right to my takeaway five for today. I'm just kind of changing my personal collection even, and just cards that I collect. Anything over 2,000 pop, I'm not interested in it. So with that, let's just get to kind of my takeaway five was actually about this. My collecting approach is I'm going to try to stay, you know, anything over 1,500 to 2,000 pop report, I'm not going to keep. I think a lot of those cards right now are still probably going for higher than they should. You know, easy example, I know it's baseball, but Acuna's update, I have about four or five of those, but there's almost 20,000 of those in the pop report. Those aren't rare cards. Those really shouldn't be $150, $200 cards. I know they're closer to $100 now, but they were hitting $250 or $300 sometimes. So if mine weren't stuck at PSA, they'd have been gone a while ago. But the point is those cards, you know, there's too many. There's too many for them to have the value that you'd hope, even if Acuna becomes the next Trout. Football is different because football, the power reports are generally lower, but guys around the 2,000 is pretty high. So Herbert, like, how do we play Herbert? Herbert, I wouldn't really be investing in his base prisms. I invest in the greens. Okay, or the red ice, just anything that even the color on numbers are gonna have better pop reports. I just made a personal collection could buy last week, CD Lamb green. It's PSA 9, but it's a green, and the pop for all of his greens is 7. That's what I want to see. That's what I'm going for. Stuff like that. That's how we can kind of change our approach a bit. But either way, it's just really interesting to see those numbers jump that much from 17 to 18 and then 18 to 19. So my other five takeaways. So number one, you know, nobody's distancing themselves in the MVP race. The MVP race is blurry. I mean, Brady got a good win last week, but he didn't put up great numbers, 220 yards. He had a pick. So it's just, I'm not really sure which way the MVP race is going to go. It's still probably Josh Allen and Brady right now, kind of top two. But nobody's really standing out. And I was really hoping to kind of see Jonathan Taylor have 100 yards and a touchdown, like I said, against Tampa Bay. I think he would have been right there in the thick of it. RBs are dropping like flies. I mean, Taylor and Henry are kind of the only RBs that I really feel like I'm comfortable investing in right now. I know Henry is hurt, but I still think he has more of a fluke. He doesn't have a track record of injuries like CMC, Cook, and Kamara doesn't really have too much of a track, but Cook and CMC is definitely worrying me. So those are the only two guys I would go for. And we knew that running backs are not a safe investment by any means, but we do know you guys get guys like Jonathan Taylor and you get quite the jump if you catch them as they start to ascend to one of the top RBs in the league. You know, I just had to give props to Mac Jones. Mac Jones looks incredible. He looks really good. I watched actually that game this week, and he's just as composed. He sees the field well. All the worries about him not running enough is just not valid. He is such a good thrower, so accurate that it doesn't really matter. And we have a lot of quarterbacks that we have done that, but it's just you have less room for error, but he doesn't need it. He's a great football player. He's going to be there for a while. So definitely if you have some shots at some Mac Jones cards, I would definitely be going that direction. It'd be interesting to see whether two other guys can pop in that class, kind of make that class strong as a whole, or if it's going to be kind of him and a couple mediocre quarterbacks. My takeaway four, the last takeaway, sorry, went over five, is that I'm really worried about TK Metcalf. I mean, I was texting Ty during the game, and his usage is just crazy to me. He has first catch in their last drive, just trying to get a tying score. And I think he had four targets in the game. Like, how is a guy like that not your main focus for your offense? So, like I said, if Wilson leaves, I mean, I had him as a sell last week. If Wilson leaves, I don't know what to say about DK right now. He's just not performing. It's been very disappointing season for him and AJ Brown, kind of two big guys in the 2019 class. And that pop report 2019 is not great anyways. But either way, I really thought those guys would be stronger. But right now, I'm definitely leaning towards 2020 receivers, Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, and then Chase right now in terms of those young receivers to hold on to. But yeah, just kind of going forward with that. We'll have a show on Thursday. Again, Thursday will be more hobby focused. I did throw up the pop report thing today, but I definitely want to preview some games next week. Next week's New England Buffalo game. We'll definitely preview that. It's a big Monday nighter. Will be big for that division and big for Mac Jones in terms of his rookie card value. He gets that win on national TV against Buffalo. That'd be massive for his card value. So if you haven't checked out his Donruss PSA 10, there's a couple of weird sales he did have that was around 1300. I want to go higher than that if he gets that win. But anyways, have a great week, guys. Another great week of football. We're 12 weeks down. We got five to go. Again, follow me at numbers_behind. Please rate and review the show. I'd love to hear your feedback. And I will see you guys on Thursday.